You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's joined me in the studio again. We also have Sandy Lynn. She's the Callaway County Public Library's Acquisitions and Programming Director. Sandy, thanks so much for being back on Sounds Good.
Thanks for having me.
This is our very first third Monday of the month Sounds Good, Library Sound Good feature with you, Sandy, and we're glad that you've been able to put us on your schedule.
I'm excited about it. I love looking at the calendar and saying, oh, I get to go over and visit with WKMS.
And Sandy did not bring a children's book from which to read, and we might have to have you do that in the future, but we're going to talk about what's going on at the library, and wet weather has created a bit of an event for you.
It has. Let's see. The weekend before last, I came in, and they had the meeting room closed because they were cleaning the carpet, and unbeknownst to me on my days off, Thursday or Friday one, the staff had found moldy stuff growing up on the carpet, and moisture has been coming up, and it's caused a really big issue there. There is no longer carpet in the meeting room, and right now we just have concrete with lots of dust. Lots of dust.
Oh, dear. What's going to happen there?
Well, we're looking at what kind of flooring we need to put in there, something durable. Something easy to clean and something that won't promote growth of any kind. Mildew, mold, or any of those fun fungi things that grow in there. But fortunately, we had thought maybe we might have some kind of crack in the floor or something coming up from a line or something, but it isn't. There's no moisture barrier on the concrete, apparently. And all this water, the rain that we've had, it's just pulling that moisture up in there, and it's caused a mess.
But I'm thinking that you all are really fortunate in that it did not, the library proper is not involved
no,
in the same
no,
problem.
No,
wow,
no.
That's
oh,
true.
Yes, it's wonderful.
When do you anticipate the community room being available again?
They have worked. They've been sanding all of that off, and so I think he's going to finish up that part of the project today, and then they'll have to seal it. So in the next couple of weeks, we hope. Just we'll keep you posted on our Facebook page, and that connects into our web page. So.
And the meeting room is in high demand at every library in our
yes.
listening area. You are registering now for the Monday Club. Tell me about that.
The Monday Club is it's for middle schoolers, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And we are very, very particular about you have to be in the 6th grade or the 7th grade or the 8th grade. The middle schoolers made up the rules. That's why I'm saying we're very particular, because last year we had a couple of 5th graders who dared to ask if they could come. And the other middle schoolers said, no, you are not in 6th grade. This is for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. So it's a really big deal. They love it. Emily Robertson is going to be taking over that program. And she's doing the registration at this point, and she's been putting together all sorts of cool plans for things that they might want to do. I think in the spring we did shaving cream art. They love that. That is so much fun. And they
on sleeping people.
Oh, no. It's all over the table, and it is just so much fun. And actually, you can see some of the pictures on our website of them doing that, and they tie-dyed. They did paper flowers, they do game day. Snack is always an important part. Let's see, they get to choose the snack, so we have a snack, and it's just a lot of fun. It's something for them to do, and they determine what it is that they want to do.
What time of day?
It's right after school, so 3:30. They're allowed to come in up to 3:30, and then it's until 5.
About how many students do you anticipate hosting?
Last year, we got up to about 15. It just depends. They have so many activities that they're doing, so it just depends on what they're into that day.
So this really is a club.
It is a club. It is. And there's movies, and it's just a lot of fun.
And that's probably indicative of the wide range of library services that we're all getting used to. Before we came in here, we were at the Callaway County Public Library website, and there's this little button you can push, and it'll change the website to Urdu, to Ooh. Chinese, to Icelandic, all of these. There must be, I'd say, 20 to 30 languages that are mm-hmm. immediately available to the user of the website.
How cool.
Now, that's a new addition. Our director, Manon Pittman, had done a survey for our website to see how diverse and if we were encompassing all the different things that we could that would be more helpful to every user. So we've been really working hard at it, and that was one of the things. You couldn't change the language. So our web designer put a widget in, and you can do it now. It's pretty amazing.
Does it translate well? Is anything lost in the translation? Or?
I think that the Urdu in particular is more beautiful. That's the extent of my assessment.
Well, sometimes Google Translator will get you in trouble, so you never know.
Well, it's better than what we have.
Yeah, amen.
Now, Tracy, you are the portal for lots of new music on WKMS, and I want Sandy to explain. Have you used their Freegal?
My wife is an avid user of Freegal, yes.
How do you use Freegal?
Well, first of all, Kate, you have to have an updated library card. Do you have that yet?
No, but I'm going to attend to that.
Tracy, do you have
I one? Do.
Okay.
Within 6 months, it's new.
All right. Awesome.
Look at you.
I know.
You can access Freegal from our website, and you go in and you log in with your library card, use all 14 digits, and then, Tracy, I can't remember. I haven't done it in a while. Do we have to do a PIN with that one?
You have to ask my wife. She gets it to work.
I'm thinking I haven't been in there. I should have looked at that. With Kentucky Libraries Unbound, we have to use the PIN. But if you do use a PIN, it's the last four digits, which we have that all laid out on our website now, too. And you can download up to 3 downloads a week.
But download what? It looked to me like there were separate groups of, like, brand new songs, then coming out next week, brand new songs. I mean, what are the categories?
There is any number of categories. There's something for everybody on there. There's every genre, and there's the old classics. And on my phone, that's where I put my things, and it's just amazing what I have on there. So you just got to get in there and look and play
so
around with it.
So Freegal is, in essence, a Spotify kind of a thing, maybe. Or a Pandora kind of a thing. It's a choose your own preference, and it gives you music.
Yeah, you can search it that way. You can do it that way, or you can go in artist-specific or genre-specific.
Uh-huh.
But the cool thing about those things are the downloads are yours forever.
Wow.
You don't have to return them.
You can very slowly accumulate your own music library.
That's exactly right. So there's a number of ways you can search with that. So that's why I'm trying to answer.
So it's like an iTunes almost, only
uh-huh.
it's free.
It's free.
There mm-hmm. you go. Mm-hmm. I think we've got that nailed down. You mentioned in passing the virtual library, the Kentucky Virtual Library. What's that all about?
The Kentucky Libraries Unbound. Now that's where you can go in with your library card and download ebooks and music and video. With your library card and put it on your tablet, your computer, your e-reader, you know, the electronic device of your choice. Some people use their phones, although I can't read off of my phone. The font's too small. I'm still impressed with anybody that can read those books on their phone. Can you do it, Tracy?
With one eye.
With one eye.
The other one's not so good.
With one eye.
Now, we are engaging in a partnership with the Callaway County Public Library, and we've had a flight of book reviews, and we'll have another one coming through, I think.
I hope so. We tried it with the staff summer reading, and we just like we do an adult and teen summer reading program, I do it a little differently with the staff because I like for them to do staff reviews so that other folks can see what they like to read and make suggestions for the patrons. And so Matt had asked if we could do some book reviews, and I think it's gone over pretty well, and the staff enjoyed it. So,
Will there be ever book reviews with kids doing the book reviews?
Wouldn't
that be fun?
That would be fun. It would be fun. And my Monday Club kids, or I think they would enjoy doing some young adult.
Do you have volunteers working at the library with you?
We are working on a new volunteer program, actually. I have teen volunteers in the summer. And then that's another part of our strategic plan is the new strategic plan is a friends group and a volunteer group.
Excellent. So how do people get in touch with you?
How do they get in touch with me? They can either call at 753-2288 or they can email me at sandy.lynn@callawaycountylibrary.org.
And that's Sandy with a Y and Lynn with an I.
You're right. I should have
and
said that.
And two N's?
Yes.
Got it.